This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said Tuesday she backs Israel's right to defend itself hours after Israel's airstrike on a Beirut apartment building.
And I unequivocally support Israel's right to remain secure and to defend the security of Israel. What we know in particular is it has the right to defend itself against the terrorist organization, which is exactly what Hezbollah is.
Israel has said the strike was aimed at a Hezbollah commander allegedly behind the deaths of 12 youths in a weekend rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. Criticism of Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro is mounting after electoral authorities declared him the victor in a presidential election that the opposition claims to have won by a landslide. Details from VOA's Scott Walterman.
Thousands of ardent opposition supporters gathered on Tuesday outside the United Nations offices in the capital, Caracas, to celebrate what they say was an electoral victory by opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez. Maduro's allies, meanwhile, appeared on national television to accuse opposition leaders of being fascists. The opposition says it has more than 84% of Sunday's voter precinct tally sheets, and they show Gonzalez won by more than double Maduro's votes. The opposition is urging its supporters to remain calm and gather peacefully. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Australia's foreign minister says a recent defense deal between North Korea and Russia is destabilizing and risky for the world. The foreign minister, Penny Wong, made the comments Tuesday after visiting a tense border village shared by North and South Korea. Wong has condemned North Korea's extended run of missile tests that she said threatened regional security. In June, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a pact stipulating mutual military assistance. This is VOA News. Rescue efforts continued Tuesday in India's southern Kerala state, where teams used ropes to carry people to safety in a district after torrential rains triggered mud, water, and boulders. They have killed at least 151 people so far. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
The landslides hit hilly areas in the district in the early morning, flattening houses, uprooting trees, and destroying bridges. Local media reported that most of the victims were Tea estate workers, many whom lived in tents and makeshift shelters. Rescue efforts were hampered by blocked roads and unstable terrain, as well as heavy rain. Kerala State Chief Secretary V. Venu said the situation remains very grave.
A large part of that region is still cut off, and we have not been able to establish secure access to that area. And although we have been in touch on the telephone with some people there, and there are reports that there are several casualties in that region, which remains cut off.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Far-right protesters, fueled by anger and false online rumors, hurled bottles and stones at officers and set a police van ablaze outside a northwest England mosque near where three girls were fatally stabbed a day earlier. Police said the violent crowd was believed to be supporters of the English Defense League, and the unrest was inspired by rumors about the identity of the teenage suspect arrested on suspicion of murder. Police say 22 officers and three of their dogs were wounded. The prime minister condemned the thuggery Tuesday and said the crowd had hijacked what had earlier been a peaceful vigil to mourn the dead and 10 survivors. The acting director of the U.S. agency charged with protecting high-profile officials on Tuesday called the attempted assassination of former U.S. President Donald Trump earlier this month a failure on multiple levels. VOA's Jeff Selden.
Ronald Rowe said the failure to account for a gunman on the roof of a building overlooking former President Donald Trump's July 13th rally in rural western Pennsylvania was indefensible.
I could not, and I will not, and I cannot understand why there was not better coverage or at least somebody looking at that roofline when that's where they were posted.
But that wasn't the only breakdown. Information on the shooter, who had been identified as a suspicious person, never made it to Trump's protective detail. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Australian consumer price inflation accelerated in the June quarter, but the downside surprise and core inflation led markets to abandon all thought of further rate hikes and wager on an easing as early as November. That also showed retail sales topped forecast in June, but sales volumes for the second quarter still declined. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.